Well, I guess I'll start with some basic information with the company.
Okay.
How long have you guys been around making action figures?
Let's see. It's been about 3 years, and the first entry was 6-inch Mega Man action figures. And then we expanded from there.
Were you guys around before then making other products?
Yeah, Jazzwares has been around almost 10 years. They did a lot of, like, sports promotional items and sipper cups, stationery, lots of boring stuff.
So what other licensed figures do you guys currently handle? I mean, I'm seeing tons of stuff around this place.
Yeah, we do Mega Man, like I said, and Mortal Kombat, and we do the mass market versions of Street Fighter. And we'll probably have another 5 licenses by the end of this year.
So when are you guys planning on the Mortal Kombat Deception figures to be released?
Those will be out probably late summer, July, August.
Do you plan on some being available before others?
Yeah, we're going to have a San Diego exclusive Clear Sub-Zero that'll be at the San Diego Comic-Con on July 14th.
Is that the Sub-Zero with the frozen arms?
His whole body's actually frosted and clear, so it's
very
cool.
What kind of characters do you have planned?
We have, the first wave, as you know, is Raiden, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and Baraka. And then wave 2, we're definitely doing Smoke and Noob, which might be a 2-pack, we're hoping. Then we have a classic version of Scorpion and a classic version of Sub-Zero. That's kind of their old retro costumes, but a little bit tweaked and updated.
Do you think that's going to be based on their alternate costumes from Deception, or maybe from their older Deadly Alliance looks?
Scorpion's based on his alternate Deception look. The Sub-Zero is a totally new design that Midway came up with for us that kind of takes his old qualities of his costume and mixes them up. And then, let's see, who else am I missing from Wave 2? Yeah, I think that's it. If I think of it, I'll mention it.
I was going to ask if alternate costumes were planned, but you kind of covered that already.
Yeah, as of right now, those are the alternate costumes that we want to do. We have the reference for the other alternate costumes, but at this point, that's all.
Can you tell me anything about Wave 3, or is it a little early for that?
Wave 3 is depending on how far our license gets expanded, if it's beyond Deception, which is something we're talking about now. So, if everything's a go, expect older and newer characters to be as cryptic as possible.
Well, no, but we know what you mean.
Yeah.
Are there any plans for Shujinko?
Midway actually asked us if we thought he'd make it into the line. I don't know how likely it is, and my personal feeling is he could be the most plain character in the entire history of Mortal Kombat, so it's not terribly, I don't know. He seems kind of dull.
I thought he was one of the coolest people because you see him when he's a little boy, and then you play him through different stages of his life until he's an old man. I thought it would be really cool if there was, like, maybe a 5-pack set where you get all different versions of him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'd be 5 times as much as a normal figure.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. Oh, I do remember now. Wave 2 will have Kano.
Kano?
Yeah. I had to lobby hard to get Kano into the lineup, but...
Yeah, well, he's one of the most popular characters. That was a good decision.
Definitely, yeah.
Do you know if he's going to be based on his Deadly Alliance look? A little lock of hair around his neck and all that?
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah, it's...
He ripped out Sonya's hair, like in MK3, and he kept it there ever since.
I see, nobody could answer me what that was in the reference they sent over. That's good to know. Yeah, it's based on his Deadly Alliance. However, it wouldn't take much to, you know, play with the colors and add another sculpted piece to kind of get a slightly more, you know, classic MK1 Kano.
Right. His alternate Deadly Alliance, his Mirror Mesh costume in that game looks a lot like Mortal Kombat 1.
Does it really? I have to put in a request. Alternate Kano. From what game?
Deadly Alliance. It's his alternate Mirror Match outfit. Like, if two characters both select the alternate outfit, the second one gets his MK1 type costume.
Awesome. Perfect. Yeah.
Actually, I know way too much about Mortal Kombat. I mean,
that's good.
If you have any questions for me, let me know.
Okay.
You were telling me earlier that some of them will come with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a bit about some of the weapons the characters will have?
Well, like I had mentioned, Baraka has 2 sets of blades, a short set and a long set. Those are removable. Raiden has a very cool clear blue lightning bolt that attaches to his palm. Scorpion has 2 swords, sheaths, and his whip and spear. And Sub-Zero has his quarry blade and a clear ice projectile that snaps onto his hand.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. We also have, we have reference of all the different weapons that are used in Mortal Kombat Deception, so it's just a matter of finding the right place for them.
Now, are you guys working with the folks over at Wham Entertainment? They did the artwork for the MK Deception comics and the box art for the controllers.
I'd actually initially sent out a bunch of emails and made some phone calls to try to get a hold of them to do some designs for our 10-inch roto line, but I can't seem to get a hold of them.
And finally, how big will the figures be and how poseable are they?
Okay, they're 6 inches tall. They're in scale with, you know, Marvel Legends and so does Street Fighter. And they have about 18 to 20 points of articulation.
And are there any last comments about these figures that you'd like to mention?
Any last comments? Pre-order them now, because it will be, you know, a limited run, and I want to make sure everybody gets all the characters.
How can someone pre-order one of these figures?
As of right now, you can go to killertoys.com. They have a pre-order up. cornerstorecomics.com, shopafx.com, and keep an eye on retailers like Hot Topic and Tower Records. They'll also have them.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say about the company in general?
We got big things planned. We're definitely going to have a bigger push for specialty and kind of have a higher caliber of product, you know, for the adult collector who appreciates these sort of things.
Some of these action figures, it looks like, come with extra items. Can you describe any of those?
Which ones?
Well, I'm seeing that dragon symbol. It looks like a...
Oh, this is Palisades. Old Mortal Kombat.
That's not yours.
No, it's not ours. But we do have bases with our figures that are of this dragon symbol, too, you know. And they have pegs on the feet, so they hold the figure in place. And
is that box yours, or is that Palisades?
No, that's Palisades. I can show you. This is our packaging here, though.
It looks like you're going to be at E3.
Yeah, we'll be at every shelf that's out there today. We don't have a booth at E3, but I believe Midway will have some of our figures on display.
Are you going to be there personally?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll see you there.
Okay. Perfect, yeah.
Are there any other conventions that you guys are going to?
Yes, we'll definitely be at San Diego Comic-Con. We might go to Wizard World Chicago, another comic and toy show. And we'll be at licensing in New York. I think that's it, hopefully.
When are all these conventions?
E3 is May 17th, Comic-Con is the 13th of July, licensing is June 21st, Chicago is right after San Diego, so I think August, the first week of August, and I'll probably squeeze a couple more trips to China in between these dates.
What's going on in China? You're over there a lot. Are these toys expected to be a big hit over there?
Well, that's where everything's manufactured, so we have an office in Hong Kong, and then our manufacturing is done in mainland China in Dongguan or Shenzhen or around there.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, no problem.
Pleasure working with you.
Yeah, totally.